I'm sitting here thinking, and to be fair to Jim Rogers, well, first of all, he is one of those political representatives who does come on to the radio and does speak to you all and knows that it's not going to be an easy time for him. So our thanks to Jim for doing that. But I'm sitting here thinking to myself that if you listen to some of the other issues that are being discussed at this time of year, loneliness, for example, and people being isolated, of course this is a difficult conundrum for Belfast City Council to deal with. But what I'm determined to do today is for, you know, people who are maybe at the lower end of perceptions from society. In other words, the homeless and those people who we walk past and are sleeping rough. What about the fact that this area in Belfast City, that was their area where they socialised with each other? And because, Jim, part of your other story this morning is that you don't like these people amalgamating, coming together in groups. Well, actually, that's them coming together with their friends and talking to other human beings.
Have no problem with that whatsoever. We all enjoy company, and it's important for people like this to have someone that they can have a conversation with.
Did you not support, as Chris Nixon said, exclusion zones so that these people weren't allowed to even stand or amalgamate in certain areas? Did you not support that?
Stephen, I've supported a whole lot of things in Belfast City Council.
Did you support exclusion zones?
Basically, we have problems in many parts of Belfast. I could take you to one arcade right in the heart of our city. I'm not going to name it on the airwaves. And it's just unbelievable what has happened. It has forced businesses out of the district right in the heart of Belfast. And this is people who have been sleeping rough. Windows have been smashed, ceiling tiles have been pulled down, lighting. It is just dreadful.
Well, that's criminality.
It was a beautiful part of Belfast.
Yeah, but Jim, that's criminality you're talking about.
Yes, but that's part of the problem. And we've been experiencing that from some individuals who have been sleeping rough. Now, I've got to admit, very few of them get involved in anything like that. But it has taken place.
But can I understand, because I didn't know you'd done this until Chris brought it up this morning. Did you, because you're quite well known in Northern Ireland, did you support exclusion zones for homeless people?
No, not completely, Stephen. We had been asked. No, I didn't. But basically...
Well, what does not completely mean?
Well, I felt something needed to be done. You just couldn't allow homeless people to be sleeping here, there and everywhere. You simply cannot allow that. And not that would apply in most cities.
There's areas
that people find, look, that would be a good place for me to sleep. But I wasn't saying, what I don't want to see is every part of the centre of Belfast being used for someone to sleep in, because it sends out the wrong message.
Yeah.
For years, we have had complaints from visitors and tourists
about
the number of beggars in our street.
Yeah, but I'm onto something different here, because I'm not talking about somewhere to sleep now, and we will come back to that in a second or two. But the notion of an exclusion zone for certain people, my goodness, this show should have been onto that story. And I can't believe I missed it, but I'm going to do it now. So homeless people, they're excluded from standing together. They're excluded from coming together.
They're not. They are most certainly not.
So what is an exclusion? What is an exclusion zone?
Well, basically, what it would mean is that in certain parts of the city, we're not going to tolerate people who are going to use it for sleeping in.
Together?
Well, even as individuals. You cannot have a city. We're trying to make Belfast one of the most attractive cities in the whole of Europe, and you cannot allow people just to willy-nilly use that corner, this corner, the other corner to sleep in.
So you push
it doesn't
them.
Happen.
So you push them elsewhere. Out. So you push them out of the city centre. Then you take the park benches away from them. Where do they go?
Stephen, it's not a matter of pushing anybody out of the city centre. You cannot have rough sleepers lying in every single doorway in Belfast city centre. Unfortunately, that is not the case. And I don't want you to be blowing this thing out of all proportion and exaggerating
the situation. I'm trying not to.
I personally think you are.
Well, therefore, let me not do that. I guess I'm just aware, Jim, that these people do not have a voice. You know, and we have been trying, and we're going to continue to try to actually find them. I want to find them. I want them on the radio.
And I will argue and fight for these people to get them accommodation. You make no mistake about that. I don't exclude anybody. I don't care what a person's religion is, their colour, their class or creed. If I can be a voice for them, I will be that voice. I want to help people. Yeah.
Malachy Turner. Good morning, Malachy.
How's it going, Stephen? I have to say, Jim Rogers just—he does my head on the times. I mean, he sounded to argue both sides of the fence. I hate to bring it back to this, and I really do hate to do this. But you know, 5 months ago, people were building stuff in this city and making it an eyesore, and Jim Rogers was on the radio making excuses for them, and we all know what I'm talking about. You know, and now here we are. Homeless people getting benches removed and then exclusion zones. I feed at least 4 or 5 homeless people a day in this city and have done my whole existence since I've been in business. You know, I can't get a light bulb put on a lamppost outside my restaurant because of Belfast City Council. And then you hear Jim Rogers talking about health and safety. Is the man living in Cuckoo Land? Where was health and safety 4 months ago? And could Jim Rogers answer
To be fair, Malachy, there's got to be rules around any city centre, and people just can't sleep wherever they want.
Yes, I take that on board. But in this city, we're talking about this city. You know, we're bigotry and sectarianism rules supreme. And the question I would like to ask Jim Rogers, I would be one that would complain about this all the time. If them benches were painted red, white and blue, or green, white and orange, and the homeless people slept in sleeping bags that were British flags or Irish flags, would Belfast City Council be as quick to remove them? The answer to that question is not in your negligence. They wouldn't move anything regarding that. So if you want to get rid of Belfast City Council lifting stuff and removing homeless people on, get them to paint the benches whatever flag they support and sleep in sleeping bags and whatever flag they support. And I can assure you, and I've lived in this city my whole life, and Rogers knows this, they wouldn't go near them benches.
Well, Malachy, that is not true.
100% true.
What you've just said is not true whatsoever. The council 100%. Will, if they have to take action, they will take action and they'll go about it in the appropriate fashion.
But they won't take action, Jim, if it's political. You've proved that
It's a political organisation and we take political decisions, but we also try and take decisions in the interest of the whole community, regardless who the person is or where they come from.
You're taking a bench away from a homeless person, a guy who is at the bottom of his rope.
The slots have been removed is because of health and safety. And we're trying to improve that whole area where we've received hundreds of complaints from passers-by all the time. And we just can't sit back.
Why don't you use the same rules, Jim?
Never under Belfast City Council's ownership.
Why don't you have the same rules when it comes around July and the city's like a dump and you just don't seem to do anything about it? Explain that to me, please.
Well, I don't accept that the city is like a dump. There may be bonfires in various places, but it doesn't mean to say that the whole city is a dump.
It's a dump. And not only is it a dump, the tourists that come into it.
Okay. I love Belfast. I want to see it.
Let me bring Mal O'Hara into this. Mal O'Hara from the Green Party. Good morning to you, Mal.
Good morning, Stephen.
What are your thoughts around this?
Well, I think that, I mean, this move is reprehensible. It's heartless. It's callous. We've just had a weekend of horrific weather, and people have been deprived of somewhere where they could have slept to give some sort of comfort to some of the most vulnerable and marginalised people.
Well, now, hold on a second. Jim Rogers is telling us that the council did check and that there are places, hostels, etc., for homeless people to sleep in.
Yes, and that's true, Stephen. And the charitable organisations that support homeless people would say there's a small number of rough sleepers every night in Belfast. But we, as part of the UK, we're one of the wealthiest countries in the world. We still should, one person sleeping rough in our city is one person.
Why are you saying this is callous?
Well, I think that, you know, Jim has come on and in essence is trying to defend the indefensible. You know, he's talking about health and safety and concerns.
He's talking about people drug dealing and shooting up drugs or whatever and needles and all of this type of stuff. And they're trying to stop it. What do you want them to do?
And I think that a lot of that's anecdotal. And, you know, if Jim can show an increased concern, particularly by police and city council around the incidents that are taking place, and that has been exacerbated over recent months or years, then maybe there's something to present a case there about action that needs to be taken. But the action that is being taken is simply to cut those benches and move the problem on if there is that significant problem that Jim talks about. These people will then go and congregate elsewhere and this problem will just be shift. What we need is a holistic approach to addressing the root causes of homelessness in Northern Ireland. We had an audit report just last month, Stephen, from the Northern Ireland Audit Office around the failure of the Housing Executive to address homelessness and its strategy from 2012 to 2017. We have Belfast City Council struggling to agree master plans around city centre living and a failure to agree what's going to happen at the markets. We have a dispute over what's happening at Hillview when it's going to in North Belfast, when it's going to be used for retail site rather than social housing needs. So we can see that there's a systemic problem with addressing homelessness, and that's the challenge that Jim should be worried about rather than specific anecdotal ideas about what's happening in that environment.
I still want to know this morning what it's like sleeping out in those temperatures. And I'm not talking about just nighttime. We will today. And if you've seen someone homeless today sitting on a street or you know the regular areas where they are, maybe you can let us know. 03030 80 55 55.
Stephen?
Yes, Jim.
Stephen, as your researchers know, I have to
sure.
go.
Well, we appreciate the time you've spent with us, Jim. What's your final message? Because you've had a hard enough time this morning.
No, but look, Stephen, I get a hard enough time all the time, not just on the airwaves, even meeting people in the street. And I will discuss and I'll reason with people and try and get a resolution. And what I'm saying is, if I can do more to help the homeless, I will do it. And I know Belfast City Council, that's how our officers think because of their wonderful caring approach. And we will continue to fight to do something about trying to take the remaining homeless people off our streets, especially during a time, this particular hard time for them. And we will work with the homeless organisations to make Belfast a better place. Because, yes, the homeless situation has got worse and worse. But a lot of people are on overcrowded accommodation, unfortunately. But it's better having that than lying in the streets.
Okay. Jim, thank you. Brian, morning to you, Brian.
Morning, Stephen.
You used to be homeless on the street, Brian.
I did, Stephen, yes. Yes, I was homeless for about 5 years. 5 years homeless. See, but Jim Wells there.
Jim Rogers.
Oh, Jim Rogers, sir. Talking the biggest load of rubbish about there's plenty of accommodation. The other man said there was accommodation. I had a sleep in City Centre Christmas Day 5 years ago. No one come and give me a sandwich or a cup of tea. They just looked at me if I was an alien. Stephen, see these people, they talk rubbish. Rubbish. All they're looking for is brownie points when it comes to Christmas. They're not worried about January, February, March, April, May, June, July, August, September. They're not worried about the homeless. When it comes Christmas time, they're looking for strokes.
What will people be doing today who don't have a home in this freezing weather?
Well, they'll be sitting out in the Welcome Centre, Stephen. Or else they'll go to the library or sit in McDonald's, somewhere where there's heat. Find somewhere to sit. The inn shops used to be a great place to sit at the cafes. when it used to be there. You know, like these people, Stephen, I don't know. Like, you know, I've seen it, I've done it, wore the T-shirt. Thank God I'm off the street. I feel so sorry for people coming to this time of year. No family, no nothing. And they're talking about drugs. It wasn't drugs, Stephen, 5 years ago, 6 years ago when I was on the streets. It's a different environment now.
What's it like lying on the ground in this?
Cold, Stephen, cold. It's very cold.
What difference is it, Brian? Can you spell out what difference it would be lying on a bench as opposed to lying on the ground?
There's no difference, Stephen. You're still out. You're still lying. You're lying on a bench. You get the cardboard on the newspaper on the... Stephen, I've seen me lying with my feet blue, and a certain person, a shop owner in Castle Street, got me a basin of hot water to thaw my feet out. To thaw me out. And there was only one landlord of a shops in Castle Street that looks after the homeless. So, for all these politicians to turn around and say what they're saying about housing and about accommodation and hostels, there is none, Stephen. You ring the housing executive today, or you put someone in undercover to say, go for accommodation today. You won't get accommodation. You go to the housing executive, you stand there for 7-8 hours, and then they tell you, sorry, we haven't got nothing. So you're back out the next day. You're back there the next day at 9 o'clock in the morning. Sorry, we haven't got nothing. We're overbooked.
Where could we go, Bran, to find homeless people now?
You'll find them anywhere in the city centre.
Well, we can't find anybody.
You can't find anybody.
Well, where would we go? Where should we go?
Well, the shit about Castle Street. Down round, Stephen, you would get them down round. Maybe the Kelly Sellers, the back entry of Tesco, sitting in the heat. There's a blower there, the heat blows out. Stephen, you see, I haven't been on the street this 5 years, and I say, yeah. I just don't. And I really, really feel sorry for people who's not there, what's there today. And
Brian, thank you.
Know, Stephen, you have to understand, this happens every year in December. Politicians coming on and speaking about the homelessness. As I'm saying, Stephen, the other 10, 11 months a year, they don't do nothing for the people.
Brian, thank you. Let's speak to the CEO of the Welcome Centre, the Welcome Organisation, Sandra Moore. Good morning to you, Sandra.
Morning, Stephen.
Good morning. Well, first of all, your reaction to these park benches being removed?
Well, the City Council are maintaining it is a health and safety issue. And if that's correct, fair enough. Nobody wants anyone to be injured. And in fairness, what was said about the Bullet Hotel is correct. In terms of removing park benches for homeless from homeless people, I think actually what shocked me this morning is the focus on homelessness as opposed to street activity. The numbers that were cited earlier, for the first time ever, the city has more or less got on top of rough sleeping. And certainly during this weekend, every project that could take someone did. And in fact, on Saturday night, we our outreach right from 7 in the morning to 2 a.m. the next morning. So we're pretty sure who's out there. There were only 3 individuals, and they were offered support and refused it. I don't think...
But I'm not... Just to be clear, I'm not talking just about sleeping overnight. I'm talking about those people who I see, and I know people see listening to this programme today, who when you're out and walking around Belfast and you see these people lying on the ground. There are more than 4 of them. There just are.
Yeah. Well, I agree, but you have to be
So why are you telling us there's just 4?
There are just 4 overnight.
No, I'm not talking about overnight.
Okay,
I'm talking about during the day.
Okay. I think that the whole debate this morning has focused on homelessness as opposed to there are very... there's people who are homeless, there are people who are roofless, and they're very different things. But there are people who come onto the street for street activity, particularly at Christmas. And there are very, very different groups. And I have to be honest, a lot of the people you may see on the street during the day quite possibly will have accommodation and have a roof over their heads. So... And these, I'm not saying homeless people aren't, but as a group, there's a lot of antisocial behaviour. I accept that. But it's not just homeless people. And indeed, in terms of Belfast City Council, there are plenty of bylaws, which, and so the PSNI, plenty of legislation that they can use. In terms of removing benches, etc., while we welcome that opening the debate and keeping homelessness on the agenda, I do think that there's a bigger issue here, and it is people's perception of homelessness people yeah. and what they deserve. Nobody, we as a society, it's a disgrace if someone has to rely on a yeah. bench for their bed. I didn't see the bench. It was raised with me last week, and certainly at that point, I couldn't get anyone to comment or tell me what was happening with the bench. I actually heard it from someone in England. So, in terms of any discussion with the agencies who are working with homeless people and the impact, I mean, if there's an issue in Jubilee Gardens, would it not be better for the agencies to come together and try and address that issue with individuals who are there? In terms of homelessness in Belfast and rough sleeping, I must say, compared to other cities, Belfast fares very well. And unfortunately, on the back of the terrible death a couple of summers ago, the agency did get together and have made a real impact. But no one should be on the street. Sitting in the cold during the day or at night, and indeed our drop-in centre is open from 8 in the morning to 10 every night. So even those who are isolated and may have accommodation, there's a place for them to come to, a place of warmth and comfort. Our outreach will be out there yet again today, engaging with anyone who is out there and encouraging them
okay.
to go off the street.
Sandra, thank you very much. Mandy, morning, Mandy.
Morning.
Go ahead, Mandy.
Me and my friends, basically, we're a group of female bikers, the Twisted Sisters. And last year, we decided to go down and start alongside the Haven, outside HMV in Belfast. So basically, the Haven go down every single night and they hand out food and drink to the homeless. Basically, a lot of places would donate a lot of hot food and stuff. And other people would make hot food and sandwiches and they would feed the homeless. And then we started last year and set up a table beside them. We used to do a Monday night and a Friday night. And at the minute, it's only a Monday night and a Thursday. And we go down every week without fail. And we have clothes donated to us by a lot of people that we know, and just people on Facebook would donate clothes. And we would give them out anything that they need, and hats and scarves and gloves and pants and toiletries, and they just pick it off of the rails that we have of clothing.
Mandy, thank you. And Bartley, morning, Bartley.
Hi, Stephen. Stephen, sadly, nobody's acknowledged that the wee girl that died over the weekend in Cork City. As a young girl died in a doorway in Cork City, froze to death. So we just think about her at the minute. Also, when they're talking about health and safety, I think the council sent a very clear message there. When they cut the bench, instead of taking and removing the slats off it, they left the broken bits there. What is the purpose of the bench? The purpose of the bench is for disabled people, for elderly people who are going around, they can sit there. They're not sitting there looking out over the sea. They're for people for the rest and relax and go on. So, you know, when Jim's talking about health and safety, and Jim's a good counsellor and does very well, the sad thing is they've got it very, very wrong here. And the only thing also I'd like to point out, we needn't get people mixed up between street drinkers and homeless people. Homeless people are people that have no abode and have nowhere to go at night. And when it's cold, wet and frosty, we need to go out as a council and as people for the help of them.
Partly, thank you. Brian Peelan, editor of The View magazine. Morning to you, Brian.
Morning, Stephen.
Obviously, this is a discussion that will be close to your heart this morning, given what you do.
Absolutely, Stephen. I mean, basically, just a tiny little bit of background. I won't go on about too long.
We have 1.5 minutes until the news.
Okay, 3 years ago, I put out a magazine on homelessness. I was asked recently by the same community to have a conversation with them. I've just put out a new magazine. It's called View. It looks at homelessness. I went down... Hello, Stephen?
Yes, I'm listening.
Yeah, sorry. I went down there last Friday to see these benches. I know what it looked like to me looking at it. I mean, just to see it, you should go along and look at it. It looked like an act of vandalism. That's what it looks like, because the stumps of the benches are still there. The 10 of them are all removed. And I mean, I've been around a long time in cities and lived in various cities. I was just shocked at it. And I'm not angry about it. That
well, you've heard why they've done it. They're trying to do right.
They say health and safety. Health and safety is looking after people in the round. It's not one specific thing. It's looking after people in the round. So this Friday at 1 o'clock, I'm going to go there and just stand there on Friday just to show my protest. Belfast City Council have, as you say, haven't come on the show this morning. They're keeping quiet.
Well, Jim Rogers has come on. Jim Rogers.
Yeah, no, but I'm talking about the people who made the decision. Who made the decision to do this? It wasn't the councillors. You heard Bon McCusker on. It wasn't the councillors.
Well, Belfast City Council have blanked our question when we said who did this, who decided.
The people who made this decision should come on the radio and explain why they made this decision.
Okay, Bron, we've got to leave it there, but thank you very much indeed.
At 1 o'clock, I'll be our protesting. Thank you, Stephen.